Broadcasting to you from Trailer Island in the heart of Louisville, Kentucky. It's the internet's number one party talk show, The Sam and Dan Nation.
I met him 15 years ago. I was told there was nothing left. No reason, no conscience, no understanding, and even the most rudimentary sense of life or death, of good or evil, right or wrong. I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face, and the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
My name is Slammin' Sam Jr., a.k.a. Son of Sam, a.k.a. the guy who puts the tickle in your pickle, my co-host, Mr. Daniel Nations. Dirty Dan's in the studio with me tonight. What's going on, Daniel?
I gotta be Dirty Dan for.
Why not Dirty? You kind of are Dirty again.
We've been,
At least you're not wearing your boxer shorts tonight. I'm shocked.
No, I'm wearing my work pants, but Daniel is now on vacation.
Vacation.
We're drinking some Heritage bottle. Jesus Christ.
Trash pile.
We're drinking Heritage bottles of
the High Life.
Miller High Life. If you haven't seen them, it's like drinking through the ages. Like, they have different styles through the years. And apparently at one point, they had a little Mexican cantina girl.
Apparently at one point, Miller High Life was not a shit-ass fucking generic beer. It was a premium beer, but not anymore. Now it's for guys on a budget like us. If you're listening tonight for the first time, lay back, open a cold beer, take your pants off, and get ready to choke on our big sweaty bag of Halloween candy. Folks, it's that time a year again. It's Halloween, and we've been celebrating all month long with 31 Days of Samhain. Here on the S&D Nation.
Except for those 2 weeks that we didn't.
I was going to say, I want to apologize to our listeners. We've had a little hiatus for the last couple of weeks. Dan and I have been working on some extraneous projects and had a couple issues come up that prevented us from being able to do the show. But we're back tonight with a very special Halloween edition of the Sam and Dan Nation. Daniel, it's Halloween, man. It's crazy. It's already here. And it shocks me how fast it's gone by.
And I've still not had any fucking pumpkin pie.
I know. We got to do that. We need to get really high.
Oh, by the way, I saw tonight that Circle K has the Shock Top Pumpkin Wheat.
Really? Have we tried that this year? We've tried a bunch of pumpkin ales, but I don't know if we've had that or not.
Yeah, worst pumpkin ale that we had was Shipyard.
Was it Shipyard or Shawfly? Or is it Shawfly?
No, that's the good one.
Was that one okay?
That's one of the good ones, but we didn't
have... Yeah, the Shipyard was rough. It tasted like Bud Light.
What did they call it? Pumpkinhead?
Yeah,
and it was
something like that. They got us on advertising.
Yeah, it's cool bottle.
McDonald's carrying pumpkin pies now.
I had one the other day.
That's pretty good. That's not real pumpkin pie, though. It doesn't count.
Yeah. No, it's not quite the same thing.
We've been celebrating all month long, and, man, I'll tell you what. Like I said, without a doubt, my favorite time of year. I also kind of hate it because, like I said, it's over too quick, and then it leads into the silly season. Fucking Thanksgiving and Christmas, my two least favorite holidays. But anyway, we got a ton of stuff to talk about tonight. Going to be a fantastic show. Everything is Halloween themed. We're going to do something that Dan and I have literally never done the entire time we've known each other. not just on the radio. We're going to discuss and review our favorite horror films of all time. And we actually put together a list. Now, it's not a consecutive 10.
Well, not only that, this list could change tomorrow. But
we're horror fans, man. And we're longtime horror fans. Like, this is our fucking bag. Like, if we had a bag, this is our bag.
We kind of tried to put together kind of like a fucking desert island mix here. Like, that way, you know, you want to get a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Like, give props where props is due.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, like, you know, we don't do enough geeky fanboy type shit anymore, which brings me to another point. Daniel and I have come to the decision with this whole radio show thing. First of all, let's be honest, we're not making any money. Are we, Daniel?
No dinero, sir.
There's no sense in lying about it. We're broke as hell. You know, it's nice to play radio DJ and whatnot and pretend we're famous and shit, but we're broke as fuck. If anyone robbed us right now, it would be for practice. It would be a practice robbery. So, you know, we started out trying to commercialize our product, you know, mainly because we were hoping sponsors and whatnot would see that and latch on to us and maybe give us some fucking money. Turns out no one gives a shit. Also, we had a guy behind the scenes who was kind of giving us a lot of creative direction that just really wasn't what Dan and I wanted to do with the show. So, you know, going forward, the S&D Nation is going to be a little looser format, more podcast, less commercial radio. Right, Dan?
Indeed.
A little more relaxed, simply because it takes a ton of time.
Yeah, you have no idea. There's sometimes
hours.
8 to 10 hours.
For 1 hour of programming, easily.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And, you know,
it's fine when you're making all kinds of money.
Yeah, we got a lot of other projects going on. Dan and I are writers. We work day jobs. We got a lot of shit on our plate. So if we're going to do a radio show, we're going to talk about what we want to talk about, play more music that we like, shit like that. Don't get me wrong. We're still going to get drunk. Don't have to worry about that.
We're still going
to
play music.
It's still going to be the funniest talk show you listen to by far. We're just we're going to do something that's a little more real. So. And, you know, we've kind of been doing that the last two shows we did, and they were great. I really liked them, so I think we'll just keep running this theme. Now, moving forward, let's talk about our Halloween season this year. We've had a lot of fucking fun, dude.
We have went to... Here's what you got to do. Houses. When you go to haunts, there's three criteria I have to fit. Like, this is what...
Okay.
To at least have a decent, even if you just do three, like,
haunted
this
attraction.
Is what you need.
Okay.
You need an indoor haunt, mm-hmm. the best of the indoor haunts that you can think of.
Absolutely.
Is, you need an outdoor haunt.
That's true, too.
And
mix
you
it
need
up a little bit.
An indie haunt.
Three. One,
somebody
two, three.
Who's starting out, might not have one
now,
next year.
Now, for haunted houses, what kind of criteria would you... Do you grade a haunted house on? Because I got a couple myself.
First, I don't... Well...
Sets, first of all. Creativity
well, obviously.
And sets. Actors.
And there's usually... You can usually find one guy that will just steal the entire show. Someplace.
When I say actors, I mean I don't mean what they're doing specifically as much as it is the energy they bring to what it is they're doing.
Right.
You know, big difference. But... Yeah, we hit a bunch this year. Very, very... Louisville's got a great haunted house circuit, man. And like I said, this is another one of those things that we wouldn't have talked about normally because if you don't live in Louisville, you don't give a shit about this. But we don't care. That's not true. Anybody who's into haunted houses, you know, cares about...
Well, we can
what
talk about
think.
Generalizations of haunted houses. Like, there are certain things that you see in just about every haunted house.
That's true.
Of
That's
the
true.
Big haunted houses, like... That fucking tunnel that you walk through where you feel all high
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah, the fucking, the spinning acid trip, I'm fucking
yeah,
losing
my mind. Yeah, I
kind of
wonder what would happen if you just, like, chilled in one
Dude,
of those.
You would snap, sir. my shit would come unhinged.
Like, what if you put that in a room between two doors
Fuck
and
that.
Just locked someone in it?
That'd be good for a movie, though. That would be funny.
That would be a short movie.
Dude, I would straight lose my bananas. Fuck that.
So, they tend to have that. One that's kind of gone out, it's not quite as common as it used to be, was the electric chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, and usually it's done with an animatronic. We did see one at a church haunted house this year that was piss poor. They had some cool stuff at the haunted house, though.
Let's get into that. All right, so we're gonna go through the haunted houses we went to this year. First of all, there was Industrial Nightmare, which is in southern Indiana. Great fucking haunt. Awesome.
I've always loved it.
Always loved it. We didn't actually get to go through the main one this year, but we went through
I think
Infected,
it was actually...
And what was the other one?
Carnival 3D.
Carnival 3.
Carnival 3D wasn't that scary.
It was a mind fuck.
It was clowns. Clowns don't bother me.
It was a mind fuck.
But like, it was very bright neon colors, you know, weird circus shit. And,
I dug the shit out of it, dude.
There was a midget that looked like Phil Fondacaro.
Kept following us around, Phil Fondacaro.
Yeah, and anyway, what was cool about it, they gave you glasses, and it was literally like an acid
Everything
trip.
Went
like
fucking 3D.
Just popping off the walls. And
it reminded me of like this time I ate two and a half tabs of blotter and laid on a hotel room staring at the ceiling and saw angels and midgets and dragons fucking climbing in and out of my hotel saying, that really happened. That's fucked up. I need to stay away from psychedelic drugs or do more. I don't know. let's see. Asylum.
Asylum.
Outside haunt. Very cool.
Yes.
Shout out to Will, our buddy. It's a great haunt. Solid haunt. They put a lot of work into it. It was better this year than it was last year. I enjoyed it. What was the name of the... You said that you were talking about the Christian Shock House.
Okay, well, technically, they call them Hell Houses.
Hell Houses, thank you.
And
it's not a shock house.
If you're not familiar with this concept, basically, churches will put on their own haunted houses.
And they try to scare you into being a Christian.
This one wasn't overly abrasive. Like, it starts out with the,
it was a little
what's
abrasive.
Your poison?
It was a little.
Is it alcohol?
Gambling, pussy. They didn't
Is
say
it
pussy.
Gambling? They didn't say pussy, obviously.
Speaking of pussy, check out www.samandannation.com. Buy a flashlight. Sorry, go ahead.
He can't kill the commercials.
I had to show it.
Anyway, what was cool about this one though is they had kids in it, and you see kids in haunted houses a lot, but it's really creepy what they did with it. Like, there was this one room you go into, and this little girl's on a swing, and she's singing this fucking creepy, like, great, like, childhood, like,
one, two, Satan's coming.
It's
for
that
you.
It's some of that sort of shit, but it wasn't that. Anyway, basically, she's on the swing, and then one time she goes back, and then she's just gone.
Yeah, this crazy motherfucker like comes out of the darkness and jerks her off the swing.
And then you see people run out, and like that was kind of creepy.
It was.
They also
had a couple of things, but the line, dude, the line.
No, the line was
fucking
retarded.
Ruined
but
me.
The other thing they had was also kid related that I thought was cool. Is they had kids like help us running around,
right.
And then like. Dudes just dressed in all black come out and
snatch
them.
The children.
They got snatched up by shadow people.
They should have been wearing pedo bear costumes.
If somebody had a pedo bear costume, that would have been hilarious.
That would have been awesome. What was the one in like the other one in Frankfurt we went to? What was the name of that one? The
Dedgen.
Indie one. Legend.
Dedgen.
Oh, Dedgen. Excuse me. Yeah, very very fucking cool.
Yeah,
very
no, they.
Cool.
It was in a school. What's the name of the school?
Bridgeport.
Say
hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Nicole in the studio again tonight.
Anyway, this one was cool. It had, the way it was set up, because it was in a school, you had to go into classrooms. Mm-hmm. But they would have you walk around the classroom, and then you would come out, and you would go back into the hall. But they had a good little shtick with it. They had this little kid
Chicks
who was fucking...
the little dude on the fucking the saw kid.
Yeah, he was awesome. They had a kid on the trike wearing the saw costume.
Do you want to play
And he
game?
Was fucking awesome because he was genuinely creepy. Kids tend to mug a lot, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, no, this
They
want to
get up in your
was,
face and dance around and be silly. But, like, he was in character.
For sure.
Like, I don't know what they told the kid. And then there was even one point where we went into a classroom, and it was cool because they had the... classroom desks lined up like it was a maze almost.
But almost like it would literally be if you were in a classroom.
Right. It was weird.
Brought me back to
he was just like standing at the end of one of the desks at one point just moving it back and forth creepy.
Fucking
like kid was good.
He was good. Yeah, and it was sad there was like nobody there. We were like the only
the night second, we went. I hope I really hope they picked up because it was a good haunt.
Nightmare at Otter Creek. Fucking love that haunt, dude.
This year felt
they got me more than anybody else.
This year felt more like when I used to go to it as a kid, right, because they had more of the shit that I remember from back in the day.
It's like a three-quarter of a mile outside Haunt. They had a badass corn maze. Oh, we went to Waverly Hills, obviously can't discount that. We didn't go through the actual Haunt. We went on the tour. And the Waverly Hills tour is awesome. If you're ever in the Louisville area, fucking check it out, man. It's worth the money. Very cool people. Creepy building, dude. One of the creepiest things we did this Halloween season by far. But I hear the Haunt's good, too. The haunted attraction they have there. So check that out if you're in the area. Driving a Terror, man. Mr. Ken Daniels, the guy who puts on Fright Night Film Fest. Personal friend of ours. Great dude. And I'm not just saying this to blow him, because if it was a shitty Haunt, I would say it sucked. But Driving a Terror, Georgetown, Indiana. For the fucking price, man, we went twice. And the first time we saw
Nightmare on Elm Street,
the original. And first of all, it's a drive-in, obviously. You go and it's old school drive-in setup.
And we missed it the first time, but if you notice the second time, they actually played a bunch, like eight or so of old
previews, yeah.
Old horror movie previews.
Very,
fucking
very
wicked.
Cool. And then in addition to that, they have an outside haunt that you can go through that's very cool. It's not overly bloody, it's not overly dramatic, but it's a great haunt for the fucking wife and kids. It's a
family. I loved
it's
the
a
fucking
family. The zombie shit is actually creepy at the end. Very
well,
creepy.
I really dug the ride there. Like, that's actually my favorite part.
The truck was fucked up.
Like,
the
first
time
they,
it wasn't that good.
The first
but the
time they were
time
using,
was intense.
No, I thought the bus was good too.
Yeah.
Because it was just, it looked creepy.
But the second time, the lights kept going out and shit. And
yeah.
Anyway, so. And these are mine. You can dispute me if you want, but this is what I got. Best Halloween themed attraction. And when I say that, I mean literally the best, not just a haunt, but for the money I got, the two times we went there, dude, I had more fun than anywhere else we went this year. Driving a Terror, Georgetown, Indiana. I really fucking dug it. My best inside haunt, I'm going to say Industrial. What do you think?
I'll agree.
Yeah. That's pretty common. I mean, Industrial puts on a fucking amazing show every year. Best Indie, and we only went to one this year, so we can only release.
Well, we technically went to two if you count the Hell House.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, hold on. I got a category for that, too. Satan bless you. What was it called again? It's terrible. It's the
Dedgen.
Weed. Dedgen.
Like
my
Dungeon,
fucking,
but dead.
My short-term memories just shot out. Best outside haunted house, dude, I'm going to say Nightmare at Otter Creek. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Will. I love you, man. You guys put on a great show, but Nightmare on Otter Creek got me. So anyway, you know, great, great Halloween season. We enjoyed fucking trolling Louisville to haunted houses. Thank you to everybody that had us, and big thanks to Dale, our buddy Dale Clark over at Waverly for doing an interview this year. Big thanks to fucking... to Will over at Asylum. We love you guys. It was a great haunt. And a huge thanks to Ken Daniels, obviously. Ken's the man. Driving a Terror, man. Best haunted attraction in Louisville.
Well, I'll say this, too. That's absolutely the only time I've ever seen Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, mm-hmm. Halloween 4. Not
yeah,
Halloween
dude,
3.
Those were original
and Halloween
reels.
Halloween 5.
Those were original reels.
Yeah.
Splotchy, cigarette burn, fucking... beautiful 35 millimeter fucking reels.
Dust and crackles and scratches.
Snap, crackle, pop. Made you feel like you were back in the... It was a time machine, son. Back to, like, 1983.
You know, it really made me realize, like, I wish there was a drive-in that just showed horror movies all the time year-round. I would go.
Keep the drive-in alive. Joe Bob, hey, love to have you on the show. All right, so... we did this a couple weeks ago. We're going to do it again because it's fucking funny because I got some really hilarious ones here. Craigslist. If you ain't been on Craigslist, you're missing out. Craigslist is the internet's number one site for
swapping sausage,
trading sausage. Not just sausage, but valuables, collectibles, cars, TVs, electronics. This comes from the man for man section of Craigslist. I'm going to read it. It's a Halloween themed one. Greetings. Married white male, mid-30s, clean cut, HIV negative. So it's nice to put that in your head. Wife will be out of town for Halloween this year. That's fucked up. His old lady's leaving town, and let me tell you what he's about to do. I gotta get a drink of beer there. Hold on. If you're listening, drink, by the way. This is a party show, goddammit. All right, married white male, mid-30s, clean cut, HIV negative. Wife will be out of town for Halloween this year. I would like to host an all-night anonymous Halloween-themed cum dump party. You must wear a scary costume. Men dressed as vampires and werewolves to the front of the line.
Clearly a Twilight fan.
Clearly a Twilight fan. Walk into my house. Find me lubed and helpless on all fours. I will be wearing a pig mask and nothing else. Take your time seating my hot holes with your load. And then help yourself to some snacks.
Was it like a bowl of candy?
I will have candy, Halloween punch, and finger sandwiches for your enjoyment. You must be height, weight, proportionate, dressed to impress in a scary costume, drug and disease free, of course, and ready to fill my candy bag with your hot, gooey treats.
What the fuck?
Oh, Christ. Bring a group of friends with you. A perfect night out for the guys if you don't have any other plans. What group of college dudes is going to be like, there's no sorority party tonight, but I read about this guy.
Plus, you know, you can't get Eiffel Tower going. He's got a pig mask.
He's wearing a pig mask. I'm sure there's a mouth hole cut in. So. Respond with Halloween hole in the subject line. I'm real. It was... This is the part that kills me. Are you ready? I'm real. It was too cold to leave my cat outside today.
What?
Shit you not. I'm real. It was too cold to leave my cat outside today.
That's crazy.
Ooh, shit. That guy knows how to party.
I guess.
That's funny. All right.
Just go ahead and shove his fucking Snickers up his ass.
All right, last one here. This one's good. It's called Ground and Pound. Now, this isn't Halloween, but it's funny. Man for man section. Here we go. What's up, guys? Hardcore MMA buff here. Very masculine and muscular, but total eager bottom that needs to be filled. Have a fantasy. Want a dude smaller than me to come over and dominate me while we watch mixed martial arts tapes. I want the real ring experience. I even have a friend who's willing to referee if you're cool with that. Hold on. I want you to beat me, punch me, and kick the shit out of me, then choke me out with your cock. After you feed me your man meat, you can roll me over for a nice long rimming or pound my fuckhole into submission.
What the fuck?
I promise not to tap out. Slim dudes with MMA training or current MMA fighters to the front of the line. Reply with ground and pound in the subject line or be deleted.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck is wrong with society, sir? Jesus Christ. Thank you, Craigslist, for bringing such joy to our little podcast. All right, folks, we're going to take a little break. It's the 31 Days of Samhain here on the Samhain Nation. Keep the lights on here in Trailer Island, and we'll be right back with this week's spooky news report after these messages.
Ever wondered what it would be like to stare into the darkness through the eyes of a madman? For years, the slasher genre has produced some of the most terrifying and influential films in the history of cinema. But what if our fears were real? What if our most sinister nightmares came to life and began hunting us? What if anyone, even you, could become a bloodthirsty monster capable of carrying out your darkest desires? Slashology is a fictitious how-to guide that explores this fantasy, a satirical grimoire of sorts. It describes at length the training necessary to become an unstoppable killing machine. Including in its blasphemous and disturbing pages are the physical training routines, mental preparation exercises, and spiritual transcendence necessary for the hunting and sacrifice of the innocent. It will summon forth the evil inside you, blackening your soul, and taking you to a place few men dare to venture, and even fewer return from alive. Slashology, available on Amazon.com.
Are you tired of dressing like a sexless, humorless Protestant? Is your wardrobe bland, boring, and lacking in style? Well then, mothball those church clothes and visit the official Sam and Dan online store. We've got everything you need to make a real fashion statement. Cool, thought-provoking t-shirts for him and her. Check out our exclusive Team Motorboat gear for the ladies. And it doesn't stop there. We've got coffee mugs, beer steins, and stylish iPhone cases to complete your new look. It's all available right now. Visit www.zazzle.com/the Sam and Dan Nation and get your new gear today. Once again, that's www.zazzle.com/the Sam and Dan Nation.
It's time for this week's fucked up news report. We got a ton of shit to talk about here. More in the world of bath salts. Naked man jumps from window and bites innocent woman. This is fucked up. Richard Cimino Jr. of Doylestown, Pennsylvania was arrested for stripping naked in the street, breaking into a house. Why are they always naked? What is it about fucking bath salts that just makes you want to be nude? A beer does the same thing for me, but not quite in that way. And it does it for a lot of women, too, but maybe bath salts is a quicker answer. I don't know. Maybe that's why it got popular. Anyway, he stripped off, jumped from a second-story window, and attacked a woman in the street, began biting her on the head and face, what is being described as another naked, cannibalistic, zombie-style attack linked to the drug known as bath salts. The face-eating incident took place on the morning of September 7th when the 20-year-old allegedly drove off the road, got out, stripped to his underwear, tried to break into a local house on Hudson Street in Holly, a small town located in Wayne County in Pennsylvania, and then I guess he proceeded to do the rest of his dastardly deeds, just carrying around bath salts. And
I don't get it. Like, okay. You've already heard about bath salts.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Like, and you're just like, that's what I'm saying. That guy was a fucking pussy.
Why would you try bath salts?
I can totally handle my bath salts.
No, I wouldn't. Nobody should be like, bath salts have gotten a bad rap. Countless reports of incidents of face eating and violent behavior. Sounds legit to me.
Like, wasn't there like some MMA guy who ripped out his best friend's
heart? Yeah, he ate his fucking friend's heart because he said the dude was possessed by the devil. Fuck that. I'm going to stick with weed. That's all I'm saying. I'm gonna stick with weed. Zombie invasion moves to China. More face eating. All across the United States, stories of people biting or even eating another person before going into fits of uncontrollable violence have been popping up. It all started with the May 26 attack on Mr. Ronald Popo. You remember the poor guy down in Miami that lost his face. His face was eaten off by Rudy Eugene. such a strange name for a face eater.
Kill it with fire.
You would think he would have a more aggressive name than Rudy Eugene. He sounds like the
he sounds like somebody that would sing in the church choir.
Yeah, I was going to say that he would hand out like cookies at your church. A string of milder forms of people eating other people soon followed, causing rumors of a zombie apocalypse approaching that seems to have moved to China. This time, the attack came from a drunken bus driver named Dong. Shit, you're not. His name's Dong. Fried rice. In Wenzhou, China. Was having lunch. I just rolled into that like that was his last name. With friends while allegedly drunk, when all of a sudden he rushed into traffic, stopping a woman in her vehicle. He jumped on the hood and began beating the windshield. The vehicle driver, a woman named Du, no shit, D-U, Dong and Du. Dong Du, Du Dong. Ran from her car and was chased down by Dong. Who then tackled her to the ground and began gnawing on her face. What is it with face eating? Why do they always got to go right for the face?
It's clearly
go for the face.
Full of aggression and fucking desire to use your mandibles. Man.
Horrified onlookers tried to pull him off, but for some reason couldn't stop the crazed bus driver. Theories circulating on the internet range from a wide variety of possibilities for the cannibalism incident in China, including street drugs, modified foods, what, fucking MSG causing them to start eating faces? Pathogens in the water, vaccines, even chemtrails. There's nothing here that actually...
So this isn't bath salt related.
This guy just decided he wanted to eat some face. Dong ate Du. Just a thought. I wonder if he was hungry like an hour later. Oh, shit. In other news, Detroit is fucked. You ever been to Detroit?
No, you were telling me.
I have, and it's just nothing but burning mattresses in the street and gunfire. And that was 15 years ago when I was there. Enter at your own risk. Authorities in Detroit, Michigan have been posting signs and disturbing flyers warning residents to be on alert because of the lack of police protection in the city. Due to the major rise of crime and violence, including homicides, authorities have designated the city of Detroit as a fucking war zone. The Detroit Police Department has said the city is too dangerous to enter. Period. Just don't enter Detroit. The police department has lost more than 1,000 officers in the last 10 years. Amid the rise of violence in the city, more officers and firefighters are just simply leaving. Detroit is now, without a doubt, the nation's most violent, crime-ridden city, and the homicide rate is the highest in the country.
If you haven't seen The Dark Knight Rises... One of the major themes in The Dark Knight Rises is that basically Bane takes over Gotham City.
Right.
Spoiler alert, but fuck you, it kind of plays that up in the trailer.
Detroit is Gotham.
And so basically, my problem with the film is I was like, oh, they'd just send the fucking National Guard in there and this whole shit would be over. Like, right. They would bomb the fucker before they'd really let someone just take over a U.S.
Right.
City.
Well, obviously.
But clearly that's not the case.
Spoiler alert, they were going to bomb the city in Batman. That was an option. Let's not get into why they were going to bomb
it. Well, they haven't bombed Detroit, we're talking about this is kind of maybe not on that level, but it's kind of sounding like the same thing.
Everyone who's ever lived in Detroit just got their street cred upped a couple of notches. Hell, anyone who's ever even driven through Detroit just got their street cred up.
Guy who's in Detroit visits New York and fucking people are like backing away from him.
Shit, that motherfucker's from Detroit. Now, instead of staging fake shootings to gain popularity, rappers will just take a vacation to Detroit. 50 Cent got shot 9 times. That motherfucker went to Detroit on vacation. Ukraine tests dolphins with friggin' pistols on their heads.
What?
Yeah, this is real. Killer dolphins with knives and pistols attached to their heads. It might sound crazy, but that's reportedly a new element of the Ukrainian Navy's restarted marine mammal program. The program reportedly includes training dolphins to search for mines and marking them with buoys. But the Ukraine also plans to train dolphins to attack enemy combat swimmers using special knives and pistols fixed to their fucking heads.
That's
pistols
fucking
to their
nuts.
Heads. You know dolphins are infinitely smarter than humans, probably?
Yeah, like, think they probably just like, these fucking assholes.
I've looked at, I've done research on it, man. They're fucking... The dolphin's brain is quite a bit larger than a human's. I was going to write a joke about this whole dolphin thing, but there's just nothing funny about that. Killer dolphins, that's pretty scary. All right, that's going to do it for this week's news report. And folks, if you don't know what time it is, I'll tell you what time it is. It's 4:20 here in the Sam and Dan Nation. Roll them blunts, pack them bowls, and let's get lifted in this motherfucker. You know, Daniel, my whole life, one of my favorite things to do, and I know it's because it's one of your favorite things to do, too, has been get stoned and watch shitty-ass horror films, right?
Absolutely.
It never gets old. It's a fountain of creativity if you're a writer.
I think there's something about shit that you like when you're a kid will just always hold a special... It doesn't matter what it is.
Because
like,
weed unlocks that part of your brain that makes you think about shit when you was...
You notice girls have a tendency, they usually love Disney films. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't watching Disney films as a kid. I was watching horror films.
I was too, which is what's fucked up. Anyway, tonight I want to celebrate by playing a song from one of my favorite horror stoner comedies. Great movie to get high and watch, so... Without further ado, here's Zachariah and the Lobos Riders with Coming to Kill You. Badass song from a badass movie. All right, here we go.
We're coming to kill ya, we're coming to kill ya, coming to kill ya. We're coming to kill ya, we're coming to kill ya, coming to kill ya. We're coming to kill ya, we're coming to kill ya, coming to kill ya. We're coming to kill ya, we're coming to kill ya, coming to kill ya. I want a taste of hemophilia, a drop of thalassemia. I'll drink your blood if you got sickle cell anemia. I'm sick as hell and fiending ya. I'm haunting every dream of ya, seemingly misleading ya just to hear you scream because blood is as sweet as moonshine whiskey. Thrown outside, you can drink some with me. Yeah, we've all got to spare. You know that it is we. My plate, don't mistake this, just concentrate as I fillet your brains like Salisbury steak. I'll burp you up later for getting what I ate because blood is as sweet as moonshine whiskey. Thrown outside, you can drink some with me. Yeah, we've all got to spare. You know that it is we.
Bong kicks like a donkey, sir. All right, folks, we're wrapping up 31 Days of Sam and Hain. Here on the S&T Nation. You'll make it, motherfucker.
No. Nope.
It's time to kick off something very special. Like I said, Tan and I, if he lives through this, has never done this before. We're going to review our top 10, or not top 10, our top favorite horror films of all time. It's been really hard for us to get a list together. We've never actually put one together. So
can't even drink.
To get that started, we have a song from the muscle-bound Dark Prince of Punk Rock himself. All hail King motherfucking Danzig.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What they mean what to say, mother. Mother, can you keep them in the dark for a while? Can you hide them from the wedding world? Oh, mother. Mother, gonna take your daughter out tonight. Gonna show her my world. Oh, mother. Lord, I'm bound to see your light. But if you wanna find hell with me, I can show you what it's like. Gotta bleed, not I'm bound to see your light. And if you wanna find hell with me, I can show you what it's like. Mother, tell your children.
All right, sir. Let's get into it. Let's get into the brass tacks, the meat, the thick of it, the fucking. This is what the show is all about tonight, because Halloween to us is horror movies. So let's talk about it. All right, sir. Top horror films of all time. Now, I know this is really hard for you, obviously, because you're real protected about shit. You know, you have certain things you like, and you. You analyze things, you know, so critically.
I just have a hard time putting a fucking number to shit. Like,
it is hard. It is very, very hard. And that's why none of these are going to be in a particular order. We decided we're not going to number them. We're just not ready for that. we're just not ready.
There's absolutely other shit that could go on this list too.
Oh, like, yeah, it could go on for a while.
We came up with the first ones that popped to our heads for the most part, and those are pretty.
Those are pretty easy
to do it.
Those were pretty easy, and I'm going to do those first. And you know what? Honestly, we said we couldn't agree on a list, but I feel like we could probably come up with a number one. And I don't know if you feel that way or not, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I think the original Halloween, John Carpenter's original Halloween for me, is really probably my apex. For
I don't know that that would be what I would call my number.
I know. I didn't know if you would agree or not. I didn't figure you would. I expected a counterpoint of some type, but it's Halloween, the original. Halloween's definitely on the list, not just Halloween 1, but 2. It's when I saw it growing up, man, it's one of those things that just fucking stuck with me. It's one of the scariest films of all time because it's, to me, it's real. It's, you know, monster movies are great and they're creepy sometimes and obviously very gory most of the time, but they don't have that element of realism. To me, some crazy motherfucker on the block, you know, who just decides to snap one day and throw on a mask and start hacking up cheerleaders, that shit's real. That shit could happen. We actually wrote a book about that. Check it out on Amazon, www.amazon.com//ology. Halloween's a great film, man. Halloween 1 and 2. That I will say, if you can't put it on a number one, I'll say it's my number one, for sure. Trick or Treat, a movie that didn't get a lot of fucking... It did not get the exposure that it should have gotten.
Yeah, it's not even that Trick or Treat for me would just be on a best horror list, but it as a Halloween film particularly.
Oh, it's probably my number one movie for Halloween.
It embodies
everything about it,
Halloween.
Man. Everything about Halloween, it just drips it. And that came out, when was it filmed? Do you remember? It was like 2006 or 7. It's an older movie. It was filmed, then it didn't get released
until... Yeah,
it
didn't get released until a couple of
years later. 2009, something like that? I don't know. We'll have to check dates and facts on that. But either way, Trick or Treat, great fucking movie, man. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Daniel and I, like I said, horror is our bag, so you can trust us on this. Great movie to watch. The Friday the 13th series. This has always befuddled me. I have a hard time picking one specifically.
It's
that
funny.
I
always
love.
Vary. Like, there was a time I would have preferred Zombie Jason in Part 6 or Part
right.
7.
I like myself, and we came to an agreement on this. I'm gonna say Friday 3. Friday three.
It's really hard for me, three or four.
Listen to this motherfucker. I just can't nail him down to anything. You should have been a politician. Well,
first of all,
sir.
If you want to, four, Savini did the effects for
you. You should
again.
Be running for president
so
right
it was
now.
Like kind of a revisiting.
Pick three or four. That. Can you pick one? Can you pick three or four? One or the other.
Well, come he on. First gets the mask.
If your life
in
depended
three.
On it, if your dick was on a chopping block, which one would it be?
It's really that it's that hard for me. I can't say.
Are you fucking serious?
I really can't. Like,
it's pathetic.
Four,
you can't pick
four
one?
Has Savini's effect.
I love Savini, it, man. But
you know what? No, you know what? I'm gonna say it was four, and I'll tell you why.
Listen
because
to this
because three did the 3D shit, which was fucking gimmicky as hell. It is the first one where he has the mask, so that's fucking awesome.
Do you see how hard this was for us?
They didn't even have a real lake
come
in
to an
part
agreement
three.
On this shit for nothing.
It was a pool with shit pull covering it. So, yeah, I'm going to lean towards
shit.
Four.
Jesus Christ. All right. One that I do absolutely agree with you on, Nightmare on Elm Street 3. Now, I dug Nightmare 1, and it's Nightmare 1 is
it's great. You know what? Watching it at... Driving of Terror.
Driving of Terror.
Watching it at Driving of Terror, that actually did kind of bring the first one back for me. Because I'd never seen it in that format. And it is
right.
a really great film.
It's a fucking amazing
But
movie.
I've always loved the third one. I think it's the hipper MTV
it is.
Edge to it.
It
like,
absolutely
it's
is.
Depressed
welcome
emo
to prime
kids.
Time, bitch.
Depressed emo kids in a fucking mental
insane
asylum.
Mm-hmm.
It's just cool, you know.
Well, it's also it kind of that's when the Nightmare on Elm Street series really, you know, starts embodying the Freddy reality.
Well, I think
the
what's
dreams
yeah, I think the
dream manipulation
world,
shit.
Like the dream world is as big of a character as Freddy is. Like
right.
it's its own thing. And you know, you get the boiler room aspect, you get the hellish nightmare aspect. It's just like. Usually, the first time you watch those films, you really had no idea what to fucking expect.
Right. The Shining. Love the fucking Shining. Stephen King hated it, but I don't know what Stephen...
I watched...
It's got... They took some liberties from the book, obviously.
I watched the Mick Garris fucking Stephen King's The Shining miniseries.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's not as creepy.
It ain't no
as
Jack
the original
Nicholson.
The Shining.
Here's Johnny. That was a fucking drive-in
well,
legend.
You know,
dude. The Shining was a drive-in legend.
I mean, it was made by Kubrick, so you know, of course, it had that artsy, like, good fucking that. That's really where you know
right.
the artsy thing I think started for a lot of people was Kubrick.
I agree
because you know Polanski, all them motherfuckers, but like. It's got psychological.
It does.
And I think in the end, that scares people the most.
Well, now let's talk about something that's going to probably piss people off. Diehard Texas Chainsaw fans, I'm sorry. But the remake, the Texas Chainsaw remake, is my favorite of the movies. And that's like somebody to me saying that fucking Rob Zombie's Halloween... is their favorite, but I fucking, first of all, Jessica Biel got a great ass. I'm sorry, that ass is fantastic. It looks like a Georgia peach and like a Shetland pony backing up. I can't say enough good things about it. But the movie itself, creepy as shit. It's got a real, just a super dark feel to it, almost more so than I feel like the original one captured.
In my opinion, it's kind of like the Dawn of the Dead remake. You can't discount the original by any
exactly.
means. We're not saying that the original is any lesser than it ever was.
Oh, I agree.
But it's for different reasons. I think that in the Dawn of the Dead remake and in this, it was altered enough that, you know, it became its own thing.
Anytime somebody does something better, people are going to hate on it. But... It, to me, honestly, the Texas Chainsaw remake was fucking on point.
It was definitely the four,
maybe
four,
just a little better than the original.
This generation,
I agree.
Aspect.
Let's keep rolling with it. You mentioned it already. Dawn of the Dead,
mm-hmm.
Love that fucking film. And the remake, same scenario. Dawn of the Dead remake.
Literally just updated for a new generation.
Fucking, fucking amazing work. Film.
Fast zombies.
Creepy. Fucking. That movie made my fucking skin crawl. The Ring. Now, of these Japanese, and that was a huge craze and still is, the Japanese obviously are, they have some fucked up views on a lot of shit, but their horror tendencies are really fucking dark. And we pick up shit from the Japanese and have a tendency to remake it. The Ring is an example of that.
Best of these American-Japanese remakes.
Yeah, very, very creepy.
Thought The Grudge
film.
Was all right. Didn't like it nearly as much as The Ring, though.
No, I didn't either. The Grudge was a good film, and it was definitely freaky in its own right. Miss Buffy the Vampire Slayer was in that.
Sorry.
Converting a beer burp into the Grudge rumble. Nice. Blair Witch. Now, I know Daniel's got some mixed feelings on this, but dude, fuck you. That is the movie that started this entire shifty digital camera fucking revolution.
My thing is, I'm not crazy about this particular genre of
it
horror.
It paved the way for the Paranormal Activities and everything else that people just eat up with a spoon these days.
Did really dig VHS.
Well, and
did really dig Poughkeepsie tapes.
I did too. But what I'm saying
is, this is the granddaddy
that,
that
style
of
filmmaking would not be what it is without the Blair Witch.
I really loved the idea of the Blair Witch, and I think for when it came out,
it creeped me the fuck out, dude.
It was good.
It creeps me out when I watch it now, and I've seen it 100 times.
It's harder for me to watch it now because I realize it's a whole movie about nothing. Like,
nothing happens
until the very end. I get
you're
you.
You're a guy that sees the end.
There's psychological scarring.
It is a psychological
blah, blah, blah.
Fucking trip, dude. It is, for sure.
I kicked the map in the river.
You motherfucker did, too. Evil Dead 2. Not the first one. I've seen the first one, and that's pretty rough. Love me some Bruce Campbell. We've met Bruce Campbell. Nice dude. Vegetarian. Eats a lot of salads. Oh, I threw that in there just because I'm a chef. Evil Dead 2, best movie of that series. Army of Darkness, I dug. And I liked the first one. I really did. I legitimately liked it. But, you know, it's not the same. Evil Dead 2's got that fun, comedic fucking... It's a comedy horror film. And last but not least on the list, and this is... It's a little speculative. Some people don't agree that it's an actual horror film, but I disagree. John Carpenter's The Thing, which is also, it's a remake of a previous film, but
The Thing from Another World.
That's right. But the way he did it, fucking terrifying. The remake of that, though, the new remake
that
came out this
last
year.
It's not really a remake, it's supposed to be a prequel, but it's still
shit. Oh, what
the
fuck ever. It is shit. That is one of the worst films I have ever seen in my life. They murdered that.
I watched about 15 minutes.
The people who did that should get together with Rob Zombie and just fuck up another really great film. I don't know what, but they should.
Speaking of which, though, Lords of Salem, Rob Zombie.
That looks fucking awesome.
That looks good. Evil Dead remake
looks
awesome.
Fucking scary as shit.
Not
a comedy horror at all.
And that's why that doesn't piss me off that much. Like, if it's going to be good, I'm actually glad. Because people are pissed off because there's no Ash in it. But if it's going to be a remake and they're doing it really different,
I'm glad
Ash isn't in it. Like, I would rather...
Very dark.
If it's not going to have that tone, I would rather just see it be something else with the same ideals.
Indeed. All right, so Sam and Dan, favorite horror films of all time currently, but could change next week. Thank you, Dan. Halloween 1 and 2, Trick or Treat, Friday the 13th, number 3, Nightmare on Elm Street, number 3. I like the second one, too. It was a little gay, but it was cool. The Shining.
It's the Top Gun of Nightmares.
It was the Top Gun of Nightmares. Texas Chainsaw Remake, The Thing, Evil Dead 2, Dawn of the Dead, The Ring, and The Blair Witch Project. Write them down, watch them all at once, if you dare. On the 31 Days of Samhain. Folks, it's the Sam and Dan Nation. We've had a lot of fun this month doing the Halloween thing. It's Dan and my favorite time of the year. I've had a blast. Daniel, have you?
Absolutely.
We are going to a little bit of a new format, but more so back to our regularly scheduled programming next show. Be a little little different, not as dark and fucking depressing. Some of the news has been really depressing this month, man. Finding scary news is hard. It's hard. It's not easy. Folks, it's the Sam and Dan Nation. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And to take us out tonight, got a very, very cool song from, once again, the King of Halloween himself, the Prince of Darkness, the Antichrist in high heels, Mr. Marilyn Manson. This is Halloween. Have a good night.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see this our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
Don't get scared with the dead of night.
This is Halloween, everybody be a saint. Trick or treat, everything's gonna be fine. It's our town, everybody be a saint.
This town of Halloween.
Hello, I'm hiding under your bed. Teeth down sharp and eyes growing red.